Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Steve Ott, editor of Kitchen Garden magazine. Welcome to our podcast.
Tasks for Your Patch and Undercover in May by Martin Fish. 10-minute jobs. Get hoeing. Annual weeds such as chickweed and groundsel grow quickly at this time of the year, and one of the best methods of control is to hoe the seedlings off while they're still small. Choose a dry, sunny day so that the chopped-off seedlings wither and die fast. Protect carrots. If carrot root fly is a problem in your garden, one method of trying to prevent damage is to cover over the seedlings with garden fleece or very fine mesh. This acts as a physical barrier and prevents the flies from laying their eggs around the carrot seedlings. Water in new plants. Make sure all newly planted vegetable plants are watered in and the soil around their roots is kept moist to add establishment. Soak the soil after planting and then water again if needed after a few days when the soil surface is just starting to dry out. Control slugs and snails. Slugs and snails can be a real problem at this time of the year when the temperatures are warm and the soil moist. Seedlings and young vegetable plants are all targets, and these hungry mollusks need controlling on a regular basis to protect your produce. Tasks this month. Sow radishes. Radishes are one of the easiest and fastest vegetables to grow. To keep a regular supply through the summer months, sow little and often in short rows. In good growing conditions where the soil is warm and moist, the seeds will germinate in just a few days, and the succulent roots will be ready to harvest in a matter of a few weeks. The secret is to pull them while they're young and tender. Harden off sweet corn. In many areas, it is still too early to plant sweet corn out into the garden because of the danger of late frosts. Where you've already sown seeds in pots or cell trays in a greenhouse or polytunnel and have strong seedlings growing, these should be hardened off in a cold frame or outside in a sheltered spot for a couple of weeks. When the danger of frost passes, they can be planted into the garden. Harvest asparagus. As the weather warms up in May, continue to harvest asparagus on a regular basis, as we are now in the prime cutting season and the spears grow very quickly. I check my bed every couple of days and harvest the new spears when they're about 15 centimetres or 6 inches tall by cutting the stalks just below soil level. If the stalks grow taller, harvest as normal and snap off the base and eat the tender tips. On the veg patch. Top tip. If you only have a few asparagus plants, cut the spears that are long enough and store them in a glass of water in the fridge. They'll stay fresh for a few days until more spears grow to give you enough for a meal. Sow now. Dwarf French beans, runner beans, cabbage, corn salad, chicory, kale, beetroot, lettuce, sprouting broccoli, carrots, peas, asparagus peas, parsnips, onions, radishes, spinach, turnips, swede, salad onions, salsify, sweet corn, marrows, courgettes, squashes, cucumbers, and annual herbs in plug trays. Plant now. Brussels sprouts, cabbage, kale, cauliflower, lettuce, potatoes, and perennial herbs. French beans, runner beans, sweet corn, marrows, and courgettes in sheltered areas. Harvest. Purple sprouting broccoli, kale, spring greens, rhubarb, lettuce, radish, early carrots. Earth up potatoes. First early potatoes planted at the end of March or in early April should be growing well now and making plenty of new growth. To encourage a good crop of tubers, it helps to earth up the potato stems using a draw hoe to create a ridge of soil. Ideally, this should be done a couple of times. Firstly, when the growth is around 15 centimetres or 6 inches tall, and then again a couple of weeks later. Creating the soil ridge around the stems encourages side shoots to develop and a larger crop of potatoes. In the early stages of growth, drawing a little soil over the new growth also helps to protect against late frost. Fit collars around brassicas. Cabbage root fly can be a serious problem in some gardens, and the small white maggot can quickly kill plants. If it's a problem in your garden or allotment, it is well worth fitting collars around young brassicas planted out. These can be bought in garden centres, or you can easily make your own from roofing felt, cardboard, polythene or capillary matting. Cut into 10 centimetre or 4-inch circles with a slit to allow the collar to fit snugly around the stem. When the root flies arrive, attracted by the scent of the brassica, they will lay their eggs on the top of the collar, where they will soon dry out and perish. Pheromone traps. One of the most common and damaging pests on apples is maggots in the fruit. These are in fact the caterpillars of the codling moth, which is a tiny brown moth that lays her eggs on the small developing fruits on apples and pears. The tiny caterpillars burrow into the fruit and live and feed in there for much of the summer, before tunnelling their way out and dropping to the ground where they pupate in the soil. By the time you realise there is a problem, it is too late to do anything about it, and much of the damaged fruit will drop prematurely from the tree. Those that don't fall can be harvested, but they don't tend to store very well. An effective method of controlling codling moths is to hang pheromone traps in the tree in mid-May, or when the blossom is falling, as this is when the moths start to become active. The traps are available from garden centres or mail order, and they have a sticky paper in the base to which you add a capsule of pheromone, the scent of the female moth. This attracts the male moth, and when they enter the trap looking for a mate, they become stuck. Although pheromone traps don't give total control by reducing the male population, there are fewer fertile eggs laid on the trees and fewer caterpillars. The traps also act as an indicator, so if you do decide to spray with an insecticide, you will know when the moths are active around your apple trees. I don't spray my fruit, but having used the traps for the past 5 years, the codling moth population has reduced in my garden and I get very little damage. One trap will protect around 5 to 7 trees and it should be hung in the tree on the windward side. The pheromone in the capsule lasts for approximately 5 weeks and it is advisable to add a second capsule at the end of June as the moths can be active until late July. There is also a plum moth pheromone trap available to control the small pink grubs that you get in plums. It works in the same way and the trap should be hung in the tree in early May. Feed strawberries. To encourage healthy growth, flowers and fruit on strawberries, they need to be fed at this time of the year with a general fertiliser. A fertiliser such as Grow More, blood, fish and bone or dried poultry pellets is ideal and should be sprinkled around the plants. Where possible, work the fertiliser into the surface with a small fork or hoe to allow the fertiliser to dissolve and start releasing its nutrients into the soil. Feed established figs in pots. Figs grow and crop well in large containers where their roots are restricted, and by now the embryo figs on established plants will be starting to develop and swell. Although we tend to associate growing figs in hot, arid conditions, when grown in containers, they do need regular watering and feeding through the growing season. Check the plants every few days and water as the compost starts to dry out, and feed weekly with a high potash fertiliser. Train new growth on peaches. A good way to grow a peach is to fan train it against a south or west facing wall or fence. The wall will provide extra warmth and protection for the blossom in early spring, and then help the fruits develop and ripen through the summer. Training is simple, and at this time of the year, the tree will be starting to make strong new growth. To support the fan, fix some horizontal wires to the fence about 30 centimetres or 12 inches apart. As long new stems grow, they should be tied to the wires with soft string, fanning the growth out to create an even shape. If the tree has lots of new growth, trim some out completely to avoid overcrowding. Ideally, you are looking for between 7 and 9 long stems to create a new fan, and it is on this summer's growth that you'll get fruit next year. Get growing. Do it now. Plant lettuce plants started off in plug trays directly into the garden and keep them watered if the weather is dry. There is still time to plant main crop potatoes in the garden, which will be ready for lifting in early autumn. Plant the tubers approximately 10 centimetres or 4 inches deep, 45 centimetres or 18 inches apart in rows, 60 centimetres or 24 inches apart. Cover newly planted brassicas over with wire netting if pigeons are a problem in your garden or allotment. If not covered, they will very quickly strip all the growth off the young plants. As new canes grow on summer raspberries, it may be necessary to thin out excessive growth, leaving 4 to 6 new canes per plant. In the Greenhouse with Joyce Russell. Sow and grow in May. You can still sow basil and cucumbers, but it is best to buy tomato, aubergine and pepper plants if you haven't grown your own. Sow pumpkins, sweet corn and French beans early in May for late summer crops. Plant sweet corn out 30 centimetres or 12 inches apart and cluster plants to aid pollination. Ripe strawberries. Fruits can ripen several weeks ahead of outdoor varieties. Enjoy the treat and do your best to harvest fruit in peak condition. Use netting to protect fruit from birds, water daily if needed, and use a high potash feed every week while fruit is swelling. It's also good to raise fruiting stems on twigs. Ripe strawberries on the ground are more likely to rot or suffer slug damage. Salad time. It's lovely to have a mix of lettuce varieties to provide colour, flavour and texture in salads. You can sow small pinches of seed to achieve this, but if you only want a few plants of each, then it is a good idea to buy a tray of mixed lettuce varieties. Dig a little compost into the bed and plant out in rows 30 centimetres or 12 inches apart. Grow lettuce close to a door or in the shade of tall plants at this time of year, and you should be rewarded with a fast crop of delicious leaves. What's right for you? Raised beds. Look lovely. Will hold a lot of compost. You don't have to bend so much. Can be easier to organise for crop rotations and define growing spaces. Can be expensive to buy. Need careful watering, reduced headroom for tall plants. Growing on the flat. Can give more headroom for covered plants, doesn't incur extra costs, can be less demanding for watering. A large bulk of soil helps to maintain an even temperature, can be easier to dig, can be harder to organise if there are less clearly defined limits. Peppers, aubergines and cucumbers. All these can go into their final positions in May, but exact timings depends on temperature. If nights remain cold, then avoid planting out until you can be sure that plants won't suffer. For peppers and aubergines, this may mean keeping large plants in pots until June. Temperatures may not settle until then in a bad year or in more northerly areas. A large heated mat can keep tender plants in comfort until night temperatures are reliably above 15 degrees Celsius, 59 degrees Fahrenheit. An alternative is to plant out, after hardening off plants, but cover the bed with a large cloche to keep heat in. Covers must be thrown back during the day to allow ventilation. Aubergines and peppers like plenty of compost in the planting holes. Both also appreciate a bit of well-rotted horse manure or a sprinkle of high potash organic fertiliser. Allow 45 to 60 centimetres, that's 18 to 24 inches, between plants, depending on variety. Cucumbers are a little less fussy and can be planted out in early to mid-May if they're covered on cold nights. The best thing is to grow them over a hotbed of rotting manure. This generates heat to keep plants warm. Large cucumber plants in pots can be prone to root rot, so it is better to get them planted into their final home, even if it is a little cold, rather than leave them to fail in pots. Pests and problems. There are fewer mould issues in dry, warm weather, and young plants that aren't overcrowded should be growing strongly. Whitefly can be a nuisance on strawberry and tomato plants. Look under leaves for small, white, waxy, winged insects and squash them before they fly. You can also use sticky traps or grow marigolds close to vulnerable crops. Mineral deficiencies may start to become apparent on fast-growing plants. Some nutrients can be unavailable to plants, even if they are present in the soil. Small, stunted plants can be nitrogen deficient. Cucumber leaves that have yellowing between dark veins can be short of magnesium. Use 2 teaspoons of Epsom salts per watering can of water to correct. Purple-tinged leaves can be short of phosphorus. Correct this with bone meal or a suitable fertiliser. Potash shortage shows as brown or yellow edges to leaves. Correct with a potash-rich foliar spray or liquid feed. Broad beans. Autumn-sown plants should be cropping well this month. Provide extra support so the row doesn't fall and keep the roots damp. These plants will usually be removed before blackfly becomes a problem in June or July, so there is no need to nip out the tops. Harvest pods while the beans are young and tender. Keep busy. Miss tomato flowers to aid fruit set. Remove plants that have finished cropping. Stay on top of watering and ventilation. Use sticks or strings to support tall plants. Top tips for small structures. Allow plenty of room between plants. It can get hot, humid, and a good breeding ground for disease in a small structure. Leave doors and windows open on warm nights as well as through hot days. Keep pathways clear so you gain access for watering, harvesting, and tending plants. Don't be greedy. Aim for fewer healthy plants and grow what you really like to eat. Try something different. Amaranth leaves can be picked and used in salads when small. They're great cooked when a little larger, and rows are easier to grow in the greenhouse for this purpose. Plants come into their own, however, if they are given more space and allowed to produce tall, flowering spikes and set seeds. Amaranth grain is high in protein, gluten-free and delicious too. Plants look pretty spectacular, and it is worth trying a few in the corner of a larger polytunnel or greenhouse.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.